Hello, hello, hello. So, I have something that I want to talk about. This is a message to all streaming platforms, including my streaming platform that I produce and own with my partners. So here's the deal. When you guys get original content, I'm going to need you to stop canceling so fast because people are not running to watch it. Because I'm going to need you to understand that just like the filming industry, series and films are the long game. There are a billion different streaming platforms out there, and all of them may have a handful of like really crazy ones that you just got to run watch. All of us have become watchers, whether we're binge watchers or I'll call the other serial watchers, meaning we watch them as you put them out. Not that we want to, but not everyone was throwing the series episodes at us like Netflix. So between the serial watchers and the binge watchers, you got two things going on. Someone who's going every week and watching, they get a kick out of it. They can't help it. They love the adrenaline of waiting till the next week to watch it. And so they're there with bells on and popcorn and all kind of snacks and dinner and whatever else. And then you have your binge watchers. Same snacks and dinner and all of that, but we just go in episode after episode after episode. And yes, I said we because the millennials have turned me out like a $2 you know what. I am now a binge watcher. And so I have something that I want to say to the streamers because it's very important and it's very vital. Stop taking series off because you're noticing that a lot of people are not rushing to go and watch this new series that you put out. First of all, any new series that you put out that you put millions of dollars behind, you should be putting a whole lot more money behind marketing. Don't think just because you give a sale to your platform that people are going to come and watch and then leave. That's not always the case. Second of all, and the reason why that's not the case is because we already a serial watchers and us binge watchers, we have a list of shows that we want to watch and in that order. We don't care about ratings. I don't know if y'all fit into that sweet that they used to do on broadcast TV or if that's across the board for all TV. We don't buy into none of that. We watch at will. You know how they say shoot at will? We watch at will. And so we make our own list and we go by that, whether we're in a group or whether we just watch individually or watch and then chat with our friends or people we meet on social media that also watch the shows that we love. But we have our own, little system, you know, our little index system on what we watch. And it switches from time to time. Like right now, I'm switching up between several different shows. The Last Kingdom. Don't judge me. You don't know me to judge me. That's right. I watched The Last Kingdom. I love old period pieces. This is probably one of the older period pieces I watch because it's 872. But yes, I watched that. I just finished watching The Pat Show. Yes, I went through all of it like it was a bag of treats. And it was funny, too. She's very funny. I'm now a fan. I watched one episode. My mouth stayed open because of the language. But I made it through, and I'm a fan. And I especially, you know, love that my girl Tammy Roman is on there. Miss Pat is funny, and I'm a fan. I'm going to watch her. But I also was happy to see Tammy do her thing. I'm actually going to podcast on that later. But, yes, I watched The Pat Show. And what else? Now I'm watching The Mayor of Kingstown. Right now I'm doing three different things. Actually, it's one more, but I just can't think of it. But yes, I'm watching them and they're from different. One is from Netflix. One is on Amazon. And then I think I'm watching two things on Amazon. I don't know why I can't think of the third one. But my point to all of you streaming people, and listen to me, because when I'm talking to you and I'm trying to tell you something good, you cannot start canceling shows because people are not all in. There's way too much to choose from. Welcome to the being a needle in a haystack, like the rest of us filmmakers and authors are, where there's so many books out there because digital, you know, book producing, publishing is so easy. Or filmmaking now with the digital cameras is so easy. And so we become like a needle in a haystack instead of kind of like being a little pushed toward the front because all of this stuff was so hard to get, you know, like it was back in the day. No, everything is easy now. And everybody and their mama roll out of bed and they want to be a filmmaker or they want to make content. And so, you know, to stand above the crowd, you have to advertise your buns off. And that's what a lot of us do. But we don't have the marketing money like you guys have. And so therefore, you know, it happens how it happens. But you guys should be marketing far more than us to make us want to leave whatever we're watching and come and watch your show. And in the event that we are true serial watchers, meaning we'll wait week after week after week, or we are true binge watchers, meaning we only want to watch series when there is at least two seasons. I promise you, I don't watch anything unless it's two seasons and unless someone makes me. Like, come on, I want to watch it with you. And even then, I'm like, can we watch something else? I like binge watching, so I need two seasons. I don't want to get into one season and then have to wait a whole year to the next season, because that's just like being a serial watcher when I'm watching this week and got to wait till next week. That's torment. For what? Between Netflix and the millennials, they have introduced me to binge watching, where they were throwing out a bunch. What I think Netflix should have done in their quest to, you know, get more subscribers and not lose as many subscribers and get some back, what I think that they should have done was they should have added more episodes, because that would have had us come in and stay. Because instead of doing 8, it should have been 18. I'm sorry, it sounds crazy, but instead of, you know, it is what it is. Binge watchers love to binge watch, and Netflix and millennials have turned us out to binge watching. And now, even though I believe Netflix has gone into, you know, putting them out every week, it's just made us binge watchers the way that we are, and that we will not watch anything that does not have at least several seasons. So listen, like I said, it is what it is. When you turn us out, we get really turned out and we get extreme. And with all the different streaming platforms that are out there, the ones that are, you know, successful, the big guys that buy each other up like sharks, and then some of the smaller ones like the one myself and my partner have, which is Catch Content on Demand, where we are an independent filmmaker and content creators platform. Not to say that we won't have shows and series and films with celebrities and so on, because we will, but just to say that, you know, we have more independent film, you know, probably more down to earth filmmaking, because not just of the budgets, but because we're indie filmmakers, right? And so, but the case still remains. We still have to put out seasons because people don't want to come and see, you know, seasons 1 up there. They want to see seasons 1, 2, and 3. Then they grab their snacks. I mean, granted, yeah, they want good quality, they want good audio, and all of that, you know, but they want to see a nice amount of content up there to draw them in. And so my message that I'm saying to the streaming platforms, and this is not, I mean, granted, I know a lot of us viewers are going to listen to this and be nodding their head in agreement with me, because either you're a serial watcher where you love to wait every week, you love that adrenaline rush. I don't know why. It just, for some reason, it reminds me of a crackhead. No offense. But, you know, just waiting for that next hit. Like, I can't. And then there are us binge watchers where we want to go for a couple of seasons. We won't even begin to look at you unless you have at least 2 seasons up. And then we will binge watch through. You know what I mean? And there's nothing to gauge by. But whichever one that you decide that you want to do, different platforms, don't be so quick to snatch your series down because you think, oh, nobody likes it, nobody's watching it. Yes, we do like it. It's just that we'll get to it when we get to it. Kill the competition. Buy them out. I don't know what to tell you, but don't think that it's because we don't like your content. You know what I mean? Now, don't get me wrong. If you have 1,000 people watch it and 3 people like it out of 1,000, yeah, that may be something. But if it's 1,000 people watch it and 600 or 700 people like it, that's a little too close for me. It would have to be 200, 300 people for me to be nervous. If it's 400 people, I might even want to give it a chance, but maybe not because that's a lot of money. But yeah, you have to, you know, you need a different rubric because you cannot gauge off of the old way of gauging. Like I said, there's too much competition out there. There are too many other streaming platforms that have content, and they're not always the big upcoming and famous ones, because Amazon puts out a lot of content that have either no celebrities or someone we may have just seen before, but we don't even know their name. But we watch it and we love, you know, the series because of the good quality, you know, filmmaking that it was. And we get into it and we love it. You know what I mean? So there's a lot. And then there's those that are very independent, like I said, like Catch Cod, that are very independent. And there are people from all over the world, and we get to watch filmmaking from all over the world, right? We get to see how people, you know, make film, like, you know, and they all have their own ways of doing it. You know, not everybody is Hollywoodized in their filmmaking, you know, and especially in different nations. So we get to, on Catch Cod, you get to watch, you know, different filmmakers from everywhere. And so, just don't be so quick to snatch your films down. You know, or your series and throw them in the garbage, or stop production on it and say, oh, this show is coming to an end. You know, it's boring our audience, or it's not bringing in subscribers. You have to give this thing time. This is the long game now. That's what's happening with streaming. Until something happens to where it's not so easy for people to go and make streaming platforms, or people just don't really want to. I guess like podcasts, it'll wear out its welcome. People will realize how hard it is. And by the time they spread the word, everybody will say, no, I can't be bothered. It's too much time and effort, which it is. Because trust me, it's six of us partners for my streaming platform. And let me tell you something. We work hard and it's a lot. It's a non-ending job. I'm trying to find time now to film my projects because it's an ongoing job. But in any case, that's all I wanted to say was, you know, streaming platforms, I need y'all to stop. I need you to stop canceling series. Don't get me wrong, because at the same time, I'm your competition, although I'm not, because some of you guys, we're just starting out with our company, Catch Cod, and you guys have been around for a while and you have achieved such greatness. I'm just sitting here, you know, like a flower watching the sharks eat the sharks. and wondering if somebody going to come to us like Fox went to Tubi. But, you know, not to say that we will want to sell, but I'm just saying people come and, you know, partnerships are made and formed. We'll see. But right now we're loving Catch Cod. We're loving what we're doing. And when we start our original content, we will keep this in mind that there is a lot out there and people make their list and they get through their list when they get through their list. So we will not be canceling things just because we're not getting a bunch of views until a couple of seasons. Unless, of course, like I said, the numbers are really, really low. But I think a new rubric needs to be formed for the different streaming platforms to gauge by, because it doesn't make sense that you are canceling something because you believe that no one wants to watch it when you see all the different platforms that are out there and you see all the different celebrities that they have in these shows. And these shows are good. It's not that we don't like them. It's not that we don't, you know, want to see them. It's that we just haven't gotten to a lot of them yet. Now, yes, you'll have to take into account, you know, are they relatable? I know right now everybody and their mama is paying attention to the Black community because they feel like we are the biggest spenders and we're a big audience of watchers. You know, most of us are blue collar or white collar workers, where we go to work and then we come home and relax to watching TV, be it a video game. Some people do watch video games, but be it watching sports or be it we watch shows or catch up on like the new Sherry, you know, talk show, you know, just in movies and series or whatever. Yes, we are big watchers, right? And I'm just speaking of what I know. Yes, we are. But are you putting out shows that interest us? All right, because listen, yes, we have gotten used to watching shows where it's mostly white people, but who doesn't like to see their own, right? Not that we're just, oh, we want to see our own people. No, it's things that we can relate to, right? Yeah, and every now and again, not all the time, but every now and again, we want to see a show like Cosby where they show, you know, the other Black people that you don't always see. And not in necessarily a reality show, but in like a series or a sitcom or a film. Yes, we do want to see that every now and again. But for the most part, we want content that we can relate to, that we can say, yeah, you know, I felt like that when, you know, I was in school, or yeah, I know what that feels like because, you know, it happened to my cousin, or yeah, I lost a grandma or auntie, and I can relate to that feeling of loss, you know, but not, of course, everybody could relate to loss, but you may not be able to relate to the things that's happening in that particular film or series, you know. But when you watch something that is relatable, yes, you tend to watch. And yes, you know, the reason why we watch Power, it was because of 50 Cent. Anybody who says anything different is not telling the truth. We didn't know anybody. Yes, some people did watch it because of, I believe his name, is it Amari Hardwick? Yes, people, of course, I'd be lying if I say they didn't, of course, that he's handsome or whatever. But 50 Cent was the driving factor. And he still is, and he's not even there anymore. It's like his ghost is left behind. So a lot of people still watching it because they're like, yeah, but 50 created it. And, you know, what he created was great. And we want to watch it. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, we want to watch things that are relatable. But the reality of what I'm saying to you today, and I guess I could talk about the whole, you know, relatable thing later. I just kind of wanted to throw that out there. What I really wanted to say to you today is, please, please, please do not count out good series, good content, because it's not that we don't want to watch it. It's just that we have our own list, and we will get to the yours when we get to it. If you got NBC, CBS, ABC, I don't know if Channel 9 and 11 still do films, but if they do, if you got those, and I just named the broadcast channels on the Northeast Coast. I don't know about everywhere else. So I'm just talking about what I know. But if you have, and I know they have those channels everywhere else, but they're just different in different states. But if you have them, and then they all have their streaming, I think CBS, or is it NBC? One of them have Peacock instead of their normal brand. I think it's NBC. But they all have their own streaming platform as well. And they have their films there. And then you have your Netflix. Then you have your Hulu. Then, like I said, you have your Catch Cod, because we are on the scene now. And even though we're smaller, we still have content and more coming every day. But you have your other streaming platforms that are, you know, coming up. You have your Tubi. You have Freevee. You have, it's a bunch of them. You know what I mean? And there's so many to choose from and so many that have content. So yes, yes, yes. What I'm saying to you is stop being so quick to cut jokers out, to cut these series out, thinking that, oh, no one's watching them, so we're not going to, you know, do a season two. Yes, we are going to do a season two. And I have to cancel Tubi and Freevee because I don't think that they have series and they do things a little different. I'm talking about the streaming platforms that have original content. Anyway, I'm done. I was only going to come on here for a couple of minutes and speak about this, and I'm already at 18 minutes, so I'm going to stop now. But I just wanted to put this out there because, you know, again, I'm very passionate. I'm a very passionate binge watcher, and I hate when they cancel something. Don't get me wrong. There are certain series that I'm like, all right, you've reached your end. I don't know where you're going. You're tiring out my spirit. You know, I feel that they're dragging it, and it should stop. But then there are some that they're doing an excellent job with it. And then next thing that they snatch it, and it's like, wait, what? Why would you snatch that? As a writer, I saw about 10 different places that this series could go. So anyway, I'm done. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Market, 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 and stop snatching these series off before they have a chance to really, you know, grow a bigger audience. They just need your marketing dollars. That's it. Everywhere I look, I should see your series if you're putting millions behind every episode. Everywhere I look, I should see your series, especially on social media. And it's not even expensive to market on social media. Shame, shame, shame on you. All right, I'm Andrea and I'm done speaking. I'm just saying.